Okay, so in general, the Rambam tells in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash that the Kohen Gadol had a place inside the Mikdash. It was called Lishkas Kohen Gadol. V'tifarso v'kvodo she'yoshev Mikdash kol hayom. And most of the time, the Kohen Gadol would stay and would remain in the Mikdash. V'liyotza el lebeso bilvad b'layla osha oshtayim b'yom. But most of the time, the Kohen Gadol would really be in the Mikdash. But there were times that it was necessary to go home and the like, where he would go home. Torah tells us in Parshas Emor, as part of a discussion about the Kohen Gadol and what happens if a relative is passes away, Umin HaMikdash lo yetze, that the Kohen Gadol should not leave the Mikdash. What is the pshat of that pasuk that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't leave the Mikdash? He is allowed to leave the Mikdash. What does that mean? So the Sfarno points out, which Chazal, Rashi, many of the Mepharshim already know, we're talking in the context of a death. In the context of a death, so the Kohen Gadol is not supposed to leave the Mikdash. What does that mean? He's not supposed to leave the Mikdash. So Rashi writes one day from Chazal, this is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, that he shouldn't follow the body as they carry it out. He should not be holeich achar hamita. He should not be following the body as it gets taken out. Chazal also darshin, this is based on Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Tari Tes, that's based on the Medrash, that the Kohen Gadol doesn't leave the Mikdash if he happens to have a close relative pass away, in the sense that he can even continue to do avoda. The Kohen Gadol can be makriv as an onain, a regular Kohen that one of his close relatives passes away, so he's an onain, he's not allowed to do avoda in the Mikdash. But that's not true for a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol can even be makriv, can be makriv onain. The Ramban at length discusses these drashas in Chazal and the relationship and the relationship between them. There is, amongst many of the chassidim, finding as in the realm not of pshat or even drashas of Chazal, but really in the world of remez, this pasuk of umin hamikdash lo yetze, a very powerful and very intriguing idea. Well, we'll begin as follows. The Imre Emes in Parsha Tetzaveh, year Tuf Resh Peches, the Imre Emes quotes the Torah of the Baal Shem. Torah of the Baal Shem found until Jacob Yosef, found Degamach Nephraim, found by Mei Shiloch. It's a very famous Torah of the Baal Shem. The Baal Shem says that wherever your mind is, so that's where you are really located. That you're really located in the location, not where you're found geographically, but in the place that you are thinking about. Some of the Hasidim, I think, explain a variety of halachas based on this idea. The Shemi Shmuel, I think, in Parshas Kisavo, explains the din of Erev Tchumen based on this halacha, that you can establish where your location is on Shabbos based on where you sort of are viewing yourself, that your machshava can be koveya, the primary place where you happen to be. We quote a lot in the Tiferes Yerucham. Rabbi Yerucham Liner explained that this is true for some Rishonim in the halachas of Shinoi Makom. When you want to establish in Hilchos Brachos where your place is, for when you have to make a new bracha or not make a new bracha. So for some, part of what it's based on is what is your intent when you make the bracha? Is my intent to walk around a little bit? Is my intent to be located only here? And part of it is the idea of the Baal Shem Tov, that your location, where you are, in many ways is based not on where you're physically located, but in the place that you're really thinking about. And many of us may be content with this idea on some level as well. Says the Imre Emes, that's the pshat of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was supposed to be a person who was solely focused on Kedusha. It doesn't mean that a Kohen Gadol can never leave the Beis HaMikdash. He's allowed to leave the Beis HaMikdash at times. He certainly is allowed to, other than be right before Yom Kippur when he really, really sort of can leave for that time period. In general, the Kohen Gadol is allowed to go out a bit. What it means in HaMikdash Lo Yetze is that not physically he can leave, but spiritually, like the Torah of the Baal Shem, his thoughts should always be consumed with the world of Mikdash. That his attitude, where he is really located, it should always be focused on the world of Mikdash, umin hamikdash lo yetze, not physically, but spiritually. What's the place where he's focused on, the place where he's thinking about? So says the Imre Emes, based on the Yisod of the Baal Shem, that means that a person is really supposed to be, a Kohen Gadol, should really be focused in many ways on the world of the Mikdash. The Imre Emes in Parshat Tzav references this idea as well in an additional context. When every regular Kohen begins to do avoda in the Mikdash, he offers what's referred to as a minchas chinach. He offers a particular kind of carbon mincha, which is the carbon he offers on the first day he's doing avoda. The Kohen Gadol seems to offer in many ways the equivalent of that every single day in Mikdash, called the minchas chavitin. What the Kohen Hedyot would bring, there are slight differences, but what he would bring on his first day of avoda, the Kohen Gadol would bring every single day. Why? Because every single day for the Kohen Gadol is supposed to be like his first day. There's just a level of Kedusha, says the Imre Emes, that we're searching for. Umin HaMikdash lo yetze v'utzarech liyos tamid mekusar b'kedusha. He has to always be connected to Kedusha. For him, every day is like the first time he's able to be there. So again, whereas the simple pshat according to Chazal, it's drasha about proper behavior for a Kohen Gadol following the passing of a loved one. According to the Imri MS, it's a really important Torah about where a Kohen's supposed to be. He's always thinking about Mikdash. That's part of the Minchas Chavitin, that every single day that he's in the Mikdash, he's offering a Karban, just like the Minchas Chinach, the Karban that a regular Kohen brings in the first day, because he's so connected in a certain sense to that world of Kedusha. The Baal Shem himself, though, extended this not only to Kohanim, but really of Derech Remez, not to highlight the unique Kedusha of Kohanim, but really the Kedusha which any person can have. It's in Tzavas HaRivash, it's in the Baal Shem Tovah HaTorah, Parshas Shmini, Parshas Emor, it's a lot of places, but the Baal Shem says as follows, that in general, a person in this world, has a lot of mundane activities that they have to partake in. But, says the Baal Shem, this is from Tzavas HaRivash, V'yachshav she'ani rotze tamid la'asu nachas ruach v'lavrosu v'tamid yemach shavaso dvuka ba'olam ha'elyon, that a person, even though he's in physically in this world, should always be thinking about that world of Kedusha, should always be thinking about that world of holiness. That even if a person has to be in the physical world, even if a person has to be in a world of materialism, still there is the ability, says the Baal Shem, your real place is the Mikdash. That's the real home. And because that's the real home, so even if I happen to be going to something mundane, it's like I left my house for a second. I left the world of Kedusha to do something which was physical, something which was important in this world. But says the Baal Shem, on some level, Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh, to never be able to leave that inner place of Kedusha, that every person to view his real makom in a certain sense as the world of Shamayim, as the world of holiness, not only true for the Kohen Gadol, but really for any person can attain that. Rav Moshe Tsuriel was the Mashkiach here in Yeshivat Shalvim. He is a remarkably impressive Talmud Chacham, put out many, many Sfarim in the world of Machshava, many Sfarim in the world of Kabbalah, a really just remarkably impressive Talmud Chacham. Some of the Sfarim he put out are on the thought of Rav Kook, and he has, in an article he wrote, Anava Shel Maran Rav Kook, an article about the humility of Rav Kook, so he points out as follows. Rav Kook in his life, as many of us know, was critiqued from all sides, and in many ways, from beginning to the end, but there were always a degree of opposition against him. How did he withstand that degree of opposition? How was he able to handle the fact that there are people around him critiquing him all the time? So Tzuriel points out that Yaakov Moshe Charlap, in the hesped he gave for Rav Kook during Shiva of Rav Kook, so one of the things that he described about Rav Kook is that Rav Kook was a person, in many ways, we have Tzuriel describes of Umin HaMikdash Lo Yetzeh. He was a person that was so consumed with the inner world of Kedusha. He was a person that was so focused on that inner world of Kedusha, that everything else in many ways was secondary. He quotes the Moshe Tzvi Neria, Rav Neria, one of the great Talmidim of Rav Kook, that this is from Sadeh HaRa'aya, page 59, that if you were around Rav Kook, Hifchan V'Hirgish, Sha'arav Chai V'Olam Elyon Yoser, you see that Rav Kook, he said, lived in a world that was just a little bit elevated, a little bit higher. And he says, because of that, says Rav Neria, that's why, Redifas Misnagdav Lofagubo Kalu Klal, all the opposition around him didn't impact Rav Kook because he wasn't really in the world dealing with those things. He was so connected to the world of Mikdash, so connected to the world of above, that things that took place in this world didn't faze him the same way. They didn't impact him the same way because his true place, his real makom, was really that makom of Mikdash. It was really that makom. It was really that makom of Kedusha, and that's where it really was. Rambam writes, we began with it, that the Kohen Gadol is primarily located min ha-mikdash lo-yetzeh, that the Kohen Gadol has a base mukhan b'mikdash, and it's v'sifarso v'kvodo, it is his splendor and it is his honor, that the Kohen Gadol is yoshev b'mikdash kol hayom. What we see from the Imri Emes, we see from the Baal Shem, is that it's not just a question of physical, geographical location. Are you physically in the mikdash or not? But for the Imri Emes, the description about the unique kedusha of a Kohen Gadol, he is always intellectually, b'makom, where your machshava is, that's where you really are. Erev Tchumen, Shinoi Makom, the Kohen Gadol was always in that world of Mikdash at all times, and that's part of this chiyuv of the Minchas Chavitin, that every day for him was like a new day. Every day for him was with that degree of high-level Kedusha. For the Baal Shem, it means that any person can really have the capacity on some level to be involved and connected to that world of Mikdash and that world of Kedusha. And if Tzuriel suggests that there was the Yisod HaDavar of Rav Kook's, really from Rav Neri, of Rav Kook's capacity to be able to withstand a critique, that because he was so connected to the inner world of Kedusha, so he was able to really be there. Many of us know that in Parshas Truma, we speak about Vasuli Mikta Vashachanti Besocham. Many of the Farshim point out that it doesn't say Vasuli Mikta Vashachanti Besocho, but rather Besocham, Besochol Echad Ve'echad, that really every person in many ways is like a Mikdash, and every person in many ways can be like a place that is filled with Kedusha. We should be Zocha, that about us, it could be said, Uvnei Mikdash Lo Yetzei, that we were able to live our lives, despite all that we do, with a certain sensitivity and awareness of the Kedusha of the Mikdash at all times.